to all parties for standing by. All lines have been placed on listen-only until the question-and-answer session of conference. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the call over to your speaker, Sujay Shinde. You may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for participating in the presentation today. Today, we would like to give you a quick introduction for TDS with an overview that will start with questions like, what is LDAP, and ends with a high-level, value-oriented coverage of what's in TDS' latest release, that is version 6.3. IBM's integrated identity management portfolio. The chart shows how Tivoli Directory Server and Tivoli Directory Integrator integrates with the IBM's integrated identity management portfolio. Before I talk about Tivoli Directory Server, I would like to give a quick overview of where it fits in the identity and the compliance portfolio. In the identity space, Tivoli Identity Manager provides user accounts and manages the user identity lifecycle, lowering support cost while increasing enterprise security. Tivoli Access Manager leverages the authoritative roles for that identity to control access to key resources. Tivoli Security Policy Manager addresses enterprise management of portal, application, web service, access control policy. While Tivoli Federated Identity Manager extends this access control to new business models that automate transactions between enterprise or across web services. Tivoli Compliance Space, Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager, also known as TSIEM, is an automated solution for insider threat, audit, and compliance management across the enterprise. TSIEM provides a compliance management dashboard and reporting engine and allows you to centrally manage logs, monitor user activities, including privilege users, and demonstrate compliance via audit reporting. So Tivoli Identity Manager, Tivoli Access Manager, Tivoli Federated Identity Manager rely or bundle Tivoli Directory Server, and the Tivoli Directory Server manages all the data as a backend for the identity products as well as for the compliance Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager product. Now, these are just few of the products which we category for this particular scope of identity management, integrated identity management. There are various other products which bundle Tivoli Directory Server, like WebSphere. I'm on slide 3. Gives you an overview of what exactly Tivoli Directory Server is all about. Tivoli Directory Server is a LDAP directory. LDAP is a lightweight directory access protocol. The idea behind LDAP is that when applications access a standard common directory that is designed in a proper way, rather than using application-specific directories, redundant and costly administration can be eliminated, and security risks are more controllable. For example, if you look at the slide, the telephone directory, mail, and web applications, as shown, can all access the same directory to retrieve an email address or other information stored in a directory server. The advantage is that the data is kept and maintained in one single place. This is a centralized repository, if we can view it in that way. Various applications can use individual attributes of an entry for different purposes, providing they have the proper authority. So the directory server has ACLs, password policies, and all of these compliance features which enable or which ensures that the access is properly given to the right or authorized or authenticated user only. New uses for the directory information will be realized, and synergy will develop as more applications take advantage of the common directory. So basically, directory server has a very rich schema, set of schema within itself. So application doesn't have to create its own template specifically for his own application. There are certain schemas. For example, if you see in this particular slide, there is an object. There is a CN. CN stands for common name. SN. SN stands for surname, telephone number, given name, user ID, password, email. This is a standard set of attributes, and this is specific to a particular object in directory server world, which we call a person. So there are set of objects there, and there are predefined schema which directly any application can start using. I'm moving on to the next slide, which continues with the Tivoli Directory Server overview. In a single line, what we can say is Tivoli Directory Server extends scalability, performance, and availability. These are the basic advantages of a directory server. We stress a lot on performance and scalability in every release. So what is the business value of this particular product? Provides the high performance, highly available identity data infrastructure required for global on-demand services with a robust DB2 engine, as well as rich multi-mastering and replication capabilities. So directory server sits on top of DB2. DB2 is already proven to scale to tens of millions of entries, which gives us an inherent advantage of scalability. The replication is a key feature to remember for a directory server. What basically replication means is the exact copy of an entire server is replication. The server has this replication capability in which one particular server will act as a master, and it will replicate all of the information to another server. With this, we get certain features like reliability, high availability, performance improvement, because now the application has two different directory servers to get the information from. The consistency is maintained by directory server itself, so the user does not have to worry about the data consistency. Replication is a continuous process between two directory servers. Any change which happens on one particular directory server is replicated to another directory server. Moving on to the next point, provides industry-certified openness and dynamic extendable schema for broad and flexible application support. So the directory server has a set of schema with predefined objects and attributes in those objects. Now, what are the key features of the directory server? Built-in high-performance LDAP proxy server offers massive scalability to hundreds of millions of entry at no additional cost. We will go and talk about this performance benefit in the coming slides. 64-bit client support. with the ability to run multiple directories on a single machine. This particular feature has been further extended by going by accepting virtualization. So on a single server, you can have multiple virtual machines, and on each of those machines, you could have multiple directory server instances and replication, all of this, these things configured. This is possible because directory server is truly 64-bit and multi-threaded product. Excellent security, performance manageability, deployment, and ease of use. These are the key features of the directory server. I'm on slide 5, TDS strategy. Tivoli directory strategy consists of being open, scalable, and being a critical part of the IBM software portfolio. As you can see in the slide, TDS offers support for all leading operating systems. It does not limit performance choice. TDS is supported on AIX, Solaris, HP, Linux, all hardware architectures, which include C-Series, I-Series, P-Series. Tivoli Directory Server is also supported on Windows 2003, Windows 2008, and also on ZOS. TDS embraces open standards such as LDAP v3 and web services. How is the directory server scalable? Because it is built on the DB2 engine for unsurpassed reliability and scalability. Now, here is the most important part of this particular product. TDS is a key building block in IBM's leading middleware portfolio and complementary to IBM platform-optimized directories, offering a complete solution. It is a building block for identity and security portfolio products. So, quick note for the sales folks. Note that although TDS comes with TIM and TAM-EB, this is just two of the examples. TDS in those packages are restricted to just being used for TIM and TAM-EB. Any customer who wants to use the registry directory capability beyond those bounds would need to buy a license for TDS for those particular purpose. I'm moving on slide 6. Focus on TDS features. Replication. This is the most important feature of this particular product. Why is it used? For failover and thus high availability. Scalability. Handle the ever-growing number of users that need to be handled. Performance. This is a constant drumbeat. Release after release. Tivoli Directory Server has been one. The developers and the folks in the architecture group have been continuously giving us suggestions to improve performance every release, and we have been demonstrating a performance improvement all the way to this particular release. Whitespace application. There's a built-in small application which is based on WebSphere application server, which demonstrates basically white page application. It has the features like search, view and manage information about users. Blue pages is one of the implementations where directory server is used. Stop the sprawl. By leveraging TDS63 support for virtualized environment, we have a slide which talks about the exact supported virtualization hypervisors and where directory server is supported and not later. One of the important things, 6.3, which is the current release, which has been GA'd in August, is that we brought TDS up to current C with the latest release of DB2, WebSphere Application Server, and Tivoli Directory Integrator. Now, these products by itself provide quite a lot of new features, enhancements, improvements. So directory server is leveraging all those features while using them. Moving on slide 7, this is one of the important slides of this particular presentation. Focus on TDS features, replication. TDS offers industry's best replication feature. Peer-to-peer master-master servers, subtree, cascading, and gateway replications provides on-demand data placement, 24/7 data availability. TDS proxy and TDS replication complement each other. In this particular example, what we can see is there is a peer 1 and peer 2 server. These are the master servers. What basically we mean by a master server is that on a master server is capable to accept updates. Any modifications to the entry or any data in the directory server should go to the master server. The reason being, it is the master's responsibility to replicate all of the changes which are being made. In this particular scenario, we have implemented a failover mechanism. There's a proxy server which sits on top. Now, a user can use a directory server proxy or can have a load balancer, basically for a failover mechanism. So at any particular point in time, only one of the directory servers should act as a master server. Only in case of the failure of that directory server for any reason, such as hardware or infrastructure or any particular error, the mechanism should be implemented to failover to peer 2. In this example, what we say is the updates are being passed from the proxy to peer 1 master server. In case of a failure, if peer 1 fails, load balancer automatically fails over to peer 2. Peer 2 queues updates for peer 1 until it is back online. So this is a failover mechanism which utilizes the replication as well as the proxy or a load balancer feature. As you can see on the bottom half of this particular slide, there are replica 1, replica 2, replica 3, and 4. These are basically replicas, and they replicate all the information from the master servers, which ensures that they have current data among themselves. Again, a proxy or a load balancer can be implemented which sits on front on top of these replicas. A proxy or a hardware software load balancer balances read across replicas. So this is the architecture which we recommend for any particular enterprise deployment. If we split the read load across various replicas, and if we have a replication configured, we will have data accessible 24/7, as well as the performance will be tremendously good in this particular infrastructure. To give an example, we all use SameTime in IBM. SameTime will connect to the local server within its particular geography. All the information is centrally maintained, but it is replicated geographically. So each application can go and connect to the local server, local directory server, which replicates all the information across all the replicas. So this is the infrastructure, and this is a recommended design for deploying a directory server. Moving on to the next slide. Focus on TDS feature. The next one is scalability. Proxy server. Directory server has a distributed directory support, in which what we basically mean is that data can be split across two different directory servers, with a proxy server sitting in front of these particular directory servers. This is necessary for very large directories. We have internally tested up to 160 million entries, and it has been deployed in the wild up to 200 million entries. It is more efficient distribution across multiple servers. So with a proxy, we no longer need referrals. It supports unified authentication mechanism. Group members are handled properly through the proxy mechanism. Now, the proxy server was introduced in TDS version 6.0. It allows TDS to partition its data and scale to hundreds of millions of entries. So basically what it does is if we have 10,000 entries, a user can introduce proxy server, distributing these entries into 5,000 per server, each server, and a proxy server will sit in front of these particular partitioned directory servers. The proxy server is smart enough to identify where exactly the data is to be fetched from. It has a hash table built in its memory, which allows it to understand from where which particular directory server to get and serve the request. I'm moving on to the next slide, slide 9. Now, we are typically proud of this particular slide and this particular statement, insanely scalable directory. Now, this is a particular architecture. Let me take you through it. Directory client creates a request for directory server, step 1. Step 2, Tivoli directory server includes a front-end listener that processes the request and sends it to the proper back-end directory server. These are typically the replicas. In the third step, Tivoli directory server then processes the request and sends the information back to the client. This is a typical infrastructure. In this particular thing, we can add more replicas, we can put a proxy server in front of all these replicas, or we can have a load balancer in which we need not split the data across multiple directory servers. All the replicas can have the same information. Proxy server is typically useful when customers need to scale write rates past 100 per second. If the data is distributed evenly among two backends, the load is divided by half, and this is typically the reason why a proxy server has been introduced. Ideally, the directory server is designed to serve the search operations more than the update operation. Typically, the ratio would be somewhere around 90% to 95% searches and 5% updates. Updates include add, delete, modify, and changes like those. But later on, the directory requirement changed, and there were quite a heavy updates requirement coming through. To cater to this particular request, the proxy server was introduced, and thus it is capable to cater the write updates. It is possible to store more than 100 million entries per server. One of the example, of course, confidential to share with us, 100 million entries per backend server is deployed in AT&T infrastructure. Moving on to the next slide, focus on TDS features, performance drumbeat. This is basically something which we are really proud of. Starting from release 6.0, now, these are basically few of the performance improvements which we have jotted down here. Beyond this, there are quite a lot of performance improvement which the directory server has gone through. In 6.0, online backup was introduced using DB2 tools. Dynamic suffix addition or removal. Bulk load was enhanced and it was improved. Basically, bulk load is a utility used by directory server to load huge entries in a single shot. This tool kind of works in a batch mode. If a user has millions of entries and has to put all of those entries, this particular tool comes in very handy. In a couple of hours' time, it is capable to load the directory server with all of the users and information, provided the hardware is sufficiently good enough. In the next release, version 6.1, proxy server performance was enhanced. Performance tools were introduced, a tool called IDS PerfTune, IDS Performance Tuning tool, was introduced. Allows tuning of TDS and DB2 database parameters. It was required that a deployment has its own DBA and a directory server administrator earlier. Once we introduced this particular tool, that particular administration task was reduced significantly. The tool is capable to tune directory server as well as DB2. There are certain parameters like caching, DB2 buffer pool. This is what the tool goes and tunes looking at the directory server infrastructure it is deployed in. Moving on to the next release, version 6.2. Added more tuning parameters to IDS PerfTune and redesigned the user interface. We noticed that this tool was getting accepted in the deployments, and we had to enhance the user interface to make it more user-friendly, and we added more features in this performance tuning tool. We introduced few tools like IDS DB Mint, which does database maintenance activities, index reorganization, row compression. These are certain features which that particular tool does. Moving on to the latest stable GA product, version 6.3, we picked up DB2 v9.7. Along with using DB2 9.7, we accepted and we utilized quite a lot of features which the latest version of database provides us. We did quite a lot of performance tuning on the directory server to utilize the latest level of database as well as improve the performance of the existing tool and the existing capabilities. Moving on to the next slide, I'm on slide 11. There's a built-in directory white page application which we bundle with the directory server. This demonstrates the right utilization or the right usage of a directory server. This is an application which sits on top of WebSphere, works like an online telephone directory, search, view, and manage user entries in the IBM directory server. Provides a variety of user information, including employee identification and job description, photo, images, location and contact information, and active email access to members of organization. Basically, it utilizes a set of standard schemas which a directory server has and builds the application, white page application, utilizing all of those predefined schemas, attributes, and objects which we have defined. Adapts to customer definition. The white page application is very adaptive. Designed to work by default with the standard IBM Tivoli Directory Server version 6.3 schema, but also provides configuration features that allows it to integrate with existing directory server containing customer-specific objects. Easy to personalize, provides an appearance configuration feature that allows customization of application's title banner with customer provide title, background, and logo images. Moving on to slide 12. TDS helps stop the sprawl with virtualization support. A typical multiple TDS deployment includes a master with multiple replica machines. With virtualization, more robust, more powerful hardware, customers are moving to use multiple servers running on a single machine with VMware or other virtualization technologies. TDS adapts and is now supported with a variety of virtualization hypervisors, tier 1 as well as tier 2, and it is capable to deploy a replica or any of the component in a virtualized environment. This further improves its high availability and gives the benefits of the virtualization environment, like reduced maintenance and electricity consumption. There's a one step in going towards the green. I'm on slide 13, which gives detail about the supported virtualized environments. TDS is supported on VMware ESX 3.0.1 and higher. It is supported in a VMware vSphere 4 onwards. The hardware architecture is x86, x64, ESX servers. The guest operating systems which are supported on a VMware server are Windows and Linux. We rely on DB2, and in this particular case, VMware. And that is the reason any Microsoft Windows level supported by both DB2 and ESX is supported by Directory Server. Same goes with the Linux. And the supported level, or the minimum level of DB2 database, are DB2 9.5 and DB2 9.7. Another hypervisor is Red Hat Enterprise Linux KVM. It is supported on 64-bit Intel and AMD systems. Windows is not supported in this environment. RHEL 5.4 64-bit is supported under KVM. Supported databases are 9.5 with FP4 and 9.7. Red Hat Enterprise Linux Xen hypervisor. Again, it is supported on AMD as well as Intel 64-bit. In this, RHEL 5.2 64-bit onwards is supported by the Directory Server with DB2 9.5 and 9.7. SUSE introduced its own hypervisor, Xen. Now, Xen is adopted by Red Hat also, and in Red Hat 6, it has moved on to Xen from KVM. Now, Xen is supported as of now on AMD and Intel 64-bit systems, and Slash 10 SP2 64-bit onwards is supported by the Directory Server, and the databases are 9.5 and 9.7. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 14. Now, in the previous slide, we talked about Intel, basically Intel x86 platforms. This slide talks about non-x86 platforms, or non-Intel, basically P-Series and Z environment. So the hypervisor on P-Series, known as PowerVM, is supported. Inside this, the guest operating system running inside the particular hypervisor, AX53, AX61, RHEL 5, /10, SP1 onwards is supported with DB2 9.5 and 9.7. TDS is supported on C-Series with a guest operating system, /10 and RHEL 5 with DB2 9.5 and 9.7. WPARS, AXLPARS, these are also supported on P-Series hardware, and the guest operating system running under this particular hypervisor is AX61, which is supported with DB2 9.5.9.7. Solaris Zones are supported by the Directory Server with Solaris 10. as a guest operating system, and DB2 9.5 and 9.7. Moving on to another important slide, slide number 15. Use of TDS within IBM. Now, this is one of those products which is also used. TDS is one of the products which is also used in IBM's infrastructure. Blue Pages, Common Web Authentication, Employee Assessment, our favorite PVC tool, Expense Reimbursement, Mobility 2000, Same Time Messaging, etc. These are the example of applications which Tivoli Directory Server uses within IBM. As you can see in this particular architecture, there are multiple replicas. This is basically required for multiple geographies. So each geography will have its own replica, which syncs with a typical a single master directory server or multiple master directory server based on a load balancing or a failover mechanism. To improve the performance, load balancer network dispatchers are also utilized in this particular infrastructure. Here we can see that the global access, it is globally accessed by 200,000 clients. It serves more than 500K entries, and it serves directory operations of more than 20 million per day. Now, this is one of the capability to demonstrate about the directory server. It is highly scalable. It is tremendously fast in operations. As you can see in this particular example, it is serving 20 million directory operations per day. Now, basically, what is a directory operation? It is all of those LDAP, Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, defined operations such as search, add, delete, modify. These particular operations are called directory operations. Moving on to the next slide. This slide is typically important for the sales or the marketing folks. Competitive snapshot. And as we like to do, let's pick on Sun. In the area of search, performance, and scalability, we are better in all these aspects than Sun One. Price. In many cases, we can beat Sun on price. Better at large implementation. Sun requires all directory entries to reside in memory cache to give good performance. Directory server does not necessarily have that requirement. Directory server has its own cache. Directory server relies on DB2 database. DB2 database has its own cache. The user has a choice to either split the cache distribution between the directory server or the database, or completely move all the cache to the database. IOs are taken care by DB2 database at a very fast rate. Besides this, we can always put our proxy server in front of directory servers to divide and distribute the load across multiple directory servers. Now, one of the key features which drove the State Farm deal is unlimited group size. Sun has limitations of 5,000 users on the size of static group. Directory server has no group size limitation. Boatloads of experience. Guides and tuning scripts are available thanks to years of experience with our technology. There are multiple red books. There are multiple Opal developer works article available, which share the experience of users or the point of view of a developer how to tune a particular directory server. There are ready scripts available which will assist a user to tune the directory server for either performance, scalability, or reliability. Support for teams. then supports virtual list view for search result, but not the page search control, which is used by various LDAP applications, including TIM. TDS supports both virtual list view and page search. Now, to give an example of this virtual list view, in Lotus Notes, if we type a name, it goes and searches in a directory server and fills in a particular list as and when we keep on typing and keeps on populating the list. That is called a virtual list view. Directory server supports that as well as paged search result. So all the results are not essentially returned back in a single shot. You can have multiple pages. You can define the number of entries in a particular page, thus a page result. Now, one of the examples here which we'd like to share is Barclays' move to TDS due to its scalability, robust nature, and IBM support. It met their business needs as a global bank from a non-functional perspective. The fact it integrates so well with TIM and TAMAB clearly helped too. This is by Martin Porritt. So, the key competitive advantage here is performance and scalability over SunOne. In this particular area, Active Directory does not even come closer to be competed with. Moving on to the next slide. Slide number 7, summary. What did I just hear? So, what we have been through so far is directory server implements LDAP, which is a lightweight directory access protocol, which is a standard protocol to access directory information. TDS embraces open standards by following the LDAP V3 Pro standard and supports multiple platforms. The supported platforms are AIX, Solaris, HP on Itanium hardware, Linux on Z-Series, Linux on I-Series, Linux on P-Series hardware, and Linux on X-Series hardware. Tivoli Directory Server also supports Windows, is also supported on Windows 2003, Windows 2008, and of course, ZOS. TDS is scalable with high performance and high availability. Built on the DB2 engine with for unsurpassed reliability and scalability. Replication, multi-master, provide competitive advantage for availability and failover. So the directory server does not need expensive hardware to implement the failover and availability needs. You can have multiple replicas with multiple masters in your infrastructure and can have a 94/7 available directory server at your disposal. TDS is a key part of IBM's leading middleware portfolio and complementary to IBM platform optimized directories, offering a complete solution. TDS is shipped with many IBM products, including TIM, TAMAB, WebSphere, and many more. Moving on to the next slide, slide number 18. What does TDS mean to a seller? It's Tivoli security sales by being in the package. It's a building block. Remember the building blocks? From earlier in the presentation, TDS is world-class technology, DP2 underpinnings, and TDS with a limited use license comes in TAMAB, TIM, TFIM, and many more packages. So it can compete on its own with other directory registry providers. So not only it is being bundled with identity compliance products, but it can individually be sold and deployed in infrastructures. So how does it compete on its own? Performance, scalability, and did we mention performance scalability? Yes. It has a wide platform coverage. It is supported on Unix, Linux, Windows, on wide hardware. Just to give a number, it is supported somewhere around 32 to 35 operating systems. If we have a matrix of operating system on hardware, it reaches somewhere around 38 to 40 also at times. Open Group LDAP V2 certified. Only TDS and Apache are listed at the Open Group organization website. Common criteria evaluation, EL4 plus certified. Tivoli Directory Server, every release has to go through a strict common criteria evaluation, which is given by a third party organization and awards a EL4 certification. Every release of Directory Server has to get that EL4 certification done. Oracle is also EL4 plus certified. CA is EL4 3 certified. Price. As stated earlier, we can beat Sun, for example, on price. TDS is good in large deployments. Some vendor LDAP servers, example Sun, have an architecture requiring all directory entries to be cached in memory to give good performance. TDS can give good performance in configuration where the number of directory entries is too large to be cached in memory. This is basically achieved by the database, by the robust database which we have. So with this, I summarize and I have given an overview of the Tivoli Directory Server product. I'm moving on to slide 19. This slide talks about more information, where you can find more information. There's a sales kit available on W3. There's a URL you can click on. There is a directory server wiki on W3. And for the partner world, we have a sales kit available. These are the URLs. Whom to contact? I am Sujay Shinde. I'm TDS technical lead for programmatic or related queries. You can contact Deep Singh Chabda. He's a chief programmer, and we have provided his email address. For any release or management activity, one can contact Amit Shah. Amit Shah is TDS release manager. With this, I conclude and I summarize TDS overview and this presentation. Thank you for your time today.